welcome back to another episode of the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I'm your host, Abby Williams. I hope everybody had a fabulous Easter. I was in like some desperate need of some normalcy around here, and I'm really glad that Easter kind of gave me that fill. I was really sad that we were going to be missing Easter because it's my favorite holiday with my dad's family. He comes from a very large family, and Easter is a fun one. But, you know, we made the best of it. We had some socially distanced Easter egg hunts with the grandparents. We had some Zoom family time with all of our family. And the kids had a great time. I got some really silly pictures of them. I ordered a Easter bunny costume for little baby Fitz, and that was funny. So, you know, we made the best of it, and we had a really good day, a really good weekend. And now I'm just like missing my people probably again. But such is life. I hope that, you know, we're on week 4 of the quarantine over here. And I really hope that come May 1st, things are looking a little bit better and turning a corner and more people are safe from this and all the things that we're doing to keep people safe. So just keep perspective. This too shall end, and I'm ready for it. I know you guys are too. I know we're all feeling it. But I'm really excited about my guest this week. I had pre-recorded this episode before Fitz was born, and I'm really glad that I did pre-record this episode before the quarantine happened, because then I had kind of this framework to be going on once the quarantine happened to me. And it's been really, really nice. So my guest this week is Jessica Lewis. You can find her over on Instagram and Facebook at Gratitude Gives Life. And that's like kind of her mission, is just that gratitude gives you life. She wrote this amazing gratitude journal for children, and she was so nice. She gave us a free gratitude and devotional journal for my family. And so we started it like day one of the quarantine, and it has led to seriously some amazing conversations. We do it every morning at the breakfast table all together because my children are tiny. So Oliver, he's 9. He could probably be doing this gratitude journal by himself. But I think my 3-year-old and my 2-year-old definitely can't do it by themselves. But when it's kind of guided and we're all talking about it together, they can participate in that. And so that's what we've been doing. But it's been a lot of fun. It's led to some really great conversations. I'm trying to think. One of them was, what are you thankful about in your home? And my 3-year-old said that she is thankful that we celebrate birthdays in our home. And I just like thought that that was really cool. And it was like these conversations that I feel like you wouldn't be having with your family and your children without kind of this structured, guided journal. So I've really been appreciating it. And I really think that when I stop myself throughout like this quarantine, for me, it's been really hard in the day to day. And it's just like so monotonous of like motherhood right now, where we just get up and it's like the same thing every day. You know, you get up, you're feeding kids all day, you're putting out fires all day. You're just like run ragged. You get no time to yourself. And it's really hard right now. And I know a lot of you are feeling it too. A lot of you are working and parenting. That's hard. I can't even imagine. But for me, I've been really trying to shift my perspective to find moments that are calm, that I'm thankful for, that are sweet. And I've been like getting my camera or my phone out, you know, every time I see something that I'm like, oh, that's so cute. And I'm like snapping pictures, or if they're helping each other, or if everybody's just like quietly playing and I'm drinking my coffee and it's still hot, you know, like I'm taking a picture of it so that when I'm in these moments of overwhelm, I can get my phone out and be like, no, there are like times in the day where you are thankful. So I really think that this gratitude gives life is so important, and especially in these difficult times. And these difficult times happen even when there's not a quarantine, right? Motherhood is hard, parenthood is hard, life is hard. And I think that just refocusing your view, it just really quiets you, it fills you, and it's everything. So I'm really excited to be giving this gift to my children of gratitude giving life. And I'm excited to welcome Jessica today, to share her with you guys. I hope that you guys go and find her on Instagram and Facebook at Gratitude Gives Life. And she is offering her gratitude journal for 25% off. The link will be at the bottom of this episode. And let's get started. Cheers. So welcome, Jessica. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here with you. I really love what you're doing on your podcast.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so excited to kind of talk to you about what you've been working on, because I think that this is something that a lot of parents kind of struggle with, is ungrateful children.
Right? Oh my gosh. And with like the holidays, you know, just passing, like the list started again. Yeah. I'm like, dude, really? Like, seriously, yeah, you just got 500 toys. Like, you do not need anything else. No, for sure.
Yeah. So let's like kind of back up, kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and your motherhood journey so far.
So I have two boys, wild, crazy boys, the typical boy, ages 4 and 7. And motherhood was really hard in the beginning for me, just because I didn't even know what it meant to like be a mother and care for little kids. And it was just super hard. So I feel like I've read a lot of books and done a lot of work on myself to get to the point where I feel comfortable being a mom. And I started noticing.
And it's like always changing and evolving, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes, right? Yes. There's. I just told my husband this morning that the 4-year-old might be more strong-willed than my older one. And that would be a really hard feat. He's like, there's no way. I'm like, yes, he tries to dominate me all day long. Like, seriously.
Yeah. That's like my number 3 is like that. Okay. And I was like, there's no way that anybody is going to beat my number 2. Uh-huh. And now the 2-year-old is like starting to exert her will. And I'm like, I don't think that there's going to be any controlling this child.
Right. I feel that.
Yeah.
So as they've continued to get older, it's been super important to have really deep conversations with them and figure out, allow them to express themselves. And I started to notice my 6-year-old just getting in this phase of nothing ever being good enough, like continuing to want things just over and over. Yeah. And it was always, I want, I want, I want. And just nothing was ever good enough. So I'm like, okay, how can I start to combat this? Because I don't want this to be our pattern that we go through. Like, he's very privileged. Like, we live in living in America, our children are, I feel, are privileged. And I would love him to appreciate it more. And so I got him just a random gratitude journal, not random, but a gratitude journal that just said, what are you grateful for? And at 6, it was hard for him to come up with things that were outside of his, right in front of his face. So he was grateful for his iPad and for his strawberries and for mom and dad, and grandma and grandpa would make it in there every once in a while. But other than that, it was the same things over and over. So then it started to become a tension point for us, because he's like, can't I just put this again? And I started to realize that his brain doesn't even know what he's not grateful for. Like, he's not aware of what he's not aware of. And so I wanted to give him a resource that prompted him and gave him space to be able to expand that ability. So the gratitude journal that I wrote has things in there like, what are you grateful for in the sea? And what are you grateful for in God? What are you grateful for in your dad? What are you grateful for in yourself? And so I wanted to instill like this appreciation, and some of the feedback that I've heard from a lot of parents is that like, my kids used to say thank you. And my son is an amazing, sweet child. He used to say thank you.
Right.
But the thank yous are no longer just this thank you because I'm supposed to say thank you. There's this deep appreciation, and it comes from this deeper place now. Like, he's like really, really grateful.
There's more like self-awareness around his like things that he has and things that he's grateful for and his emotions.
100%. One of like the key like shifting moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is starting to work, was he came to me one day and he's like, Mom, I just want to let you know that I'm grateful for my bed. And I'm grateful for my bed because if you couldn't afford my bed, then you wouldn't be able to afford my mattress. And then I'd be sleeping on the floor. So it wasn't just like, I'm grateful to have a place to sleep. It's like, I'm grateful for all these layers, because if not, I'd be on the floor. And I know that some people sleep on the floor, and I'm so grateful for that. And it was like, oh my gosh, like that's like a winning moment.
You're like, we did it. Like,
something's starting to shift. And at the same,
and I think that that's kind of like where a lot of parents kind of get like that hang up about like the gratitude and all I'm doing for you. And you start to like feel this resentment. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, I'm working so hard, I'm giving you everything, and you're just like expecting of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So to kind of like now see that shift, like how powerful, that's so cool. Mm-hmm.
And I first saw it in myself. I mean, my husband has had a gratitude journal for 5 years, and I had done one off and on, but I never found like this rhythm for me, because I'm like a writer. I'd rather be writing it than doing it on the computer. And he's always done his on the computer. And then I finally started to write it out and just kept a journal of it myself. And I just started to notice how there's two places we can be in. I can either be in the expectant mode, where I expect this and I deserve this almost, or the appreciative mode. I mean, just this morning, like with my husband, we were chatting and he responded a certain way and it pissed me off like bad, you know, and I went into my mode and I'm like, and then I had to come back and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I don't get like, who says I get to expect him to respond a certain way? Like, and I began to appreciate in my head the differences between me and him. And so even just that subtle shift in my brain, like being able to appreciate the differences in my husband, comes from me practicing my gratitude journal.
I know. I like, you can definitely see a strong like change in yourself when you change your perspective on things. You know, like I caught myself a couple weeks ago. I came downstairs. My husband had already left for work in the morning and his breakfast dishes were in the sink. And you come downstairs and you're like, are you kidding me? Like, this is how I'm starting my morning, like cleaning up after you, you know? And I instantly was like, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to like shift my thing that like, he's the one that has to get out the door first thing in the morning and go to work and support our family of six, you know, and like, and I get to be here enjoying the tiny years of my children, which is like so important to me. And so instead of being resentful and like, how dare you do this to me? And, you know, this expectation, you know, that shift in perspective and just like, okay, how can I be more positive about that? Then sets the tone for the rest of your day.
100%. Yeah. We had some glow sticks in the house. So I threw some glow sticks at him in the garage and then calmed down a little bit. And then, then I got to that grateful place. It takes me a minute sometimes. Yeah, it is not my first go-to.
I know.
However, man, it's such a
good
place. And
we kind of have to be like mindful of that, like with our kids too, that, you know, like we sometimes struggle with this. So of course, like they're going to, and we're the example, we're their teachers, their mentors. So how are we going to give them the tools to better be able to do these things? And so you have created this amazing tool for your children and for other children. Kind of tell us, so you kind of walked through different prompts about it. Kind of tell us a little bit more about the gratitude journal.
Perfect. So it's a gratitude journal and devotional in one. Because at the same time, as much as I wanted him to be grateful, I wanted him to be just learning biblical truths. I struggled for a super long time with where I placed my identity, whether it was in my work or in my job or in what other people said or my childhood. I just struggled with all these places. I placed it so many other places and it just didn't serve me. And so over the last couple of years, I had this big revelation with my identity being placed in God and who he says I am and who he created me to be and what he says about me. And I was like, man, I do not want my son or my children or children around me to struggle for 35 years like I did and go through unnecessary pain. That's just not, I didn't grow up a Christian, so it wasn't anything that was in my beginning years. So I put in there Bible verses every day. So after the gratitude prompt, there's a Bible verse that just talks about God's truths and what he says about everything, what he says about nature, just all kinds of stuff, what he says about them.
What kind of led you to like that path, since like you didn't grow up a Christian, and you know, like how did you get there?
It's been a long journey. When I was in high school, I was around youth group, not always, I was around youth groups with friends, and would always just bawl whenever we were at, we would go to beach retreats and I would just like cry horribly, you know, not knowing what was happening.
Why?
Yeah. And I feel like God just slowly was working on my heart, and then started at 19, became a Christian, was going to church. Mm-hmm. Yet it took 10 years of me going to church and God working on my heart for me to really start to shift my thinking, because I relied on myself so heavily throughout my life.
Yeah.
And had to deal with things. And I'm a strong human being, which he created me to be. Yet I used that my strength first. And then I didn't even know what it was to rely on God. And so as I've been able to shift in my own life, I wanted my son to be able to have that exact same ability. And so the next part of the journal is a prayer that I write out, and then I give them a prayer prompt.
Yeah.
So a perfect example is one of the prayer prompts says, God, I'm worried about this. Or God, I'm scared about this.
Yeah.
And one of the days my son had a super hard day at school, and luckily I heard about it from the teacher. So we were able to talk about it, and it was him wanting to be perfect and wanting to write like perfectly. And so he kept erasing, and then he would get all stressed out, and then he got behind, then he started crying. It was just like just this horrible day. And the next day in his journal, he wrote like, God, help me to not have to make things perfect. And it was just so cool to see him have a challenge and not go to relying on himself like I would, or like I grew up, but he had a challenge and then turned to God and turned to him in prayer. And the journal gave him language in order to say those things, because our normal prayers used to just be, God, help me have a good day. Like he didn't know what it was to rely on God. And part of the journal,
or to like really, what is a good day? You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would have,
this is so powerful.
We would have conversations about like, does God really hear my prayers? I don't know, as a young kid, I mean, even as an adult, right?
Right.
We think about these things, or I thought about these things. And so part of the journal, he just hit the point in there where there's a check-in point where it says, go back and look at all the last 30 days of prayers, or the last 30 entries. Where has God answered your prayers? What do you still need to keep praying? So there's not an expectation that he answers all of them either. Right.
Right. Right.
So it's just been transformational.
Yeah. No, and I love like that reflective piece that you put in there to go back and like see the growth, because I think like journaling in any kind of form, you can see growth as like you go. Mm-hmm. And if you're making like small promises to yourself, or, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, like just showing up for yourself. And I think that that's really cool that you're doing that with your child.
Mm-hmm. It's been so, so neat to see. And it just amazes me even the amount of boys that are doing the journal. Because you think about journaling, and girls tend to be great at journaling, and that's just their natural thing. So the girls, of course, love it because they're like, okay, right? But even my 14-year-old nephew and my 11-year-old nephew, it's simple enough and quick enough to where they can get it done in a couple minutes, but it provokes them, because the way a 7-year-old would answer some of the questions is different than the way the 14-year-old would answer the questions, because some of the questions are deep and the 7-year-old would answer them in the way they can. But then the 14-year-old, it really gets them to go to these places that their parents don't normally hear. Right. My sister-in-law, especially, she's a single mom, and she's been able to have conversations with her kids because of this that she never had and never even knew that she wasn't having. Right. She just didn't know that this was what was in their hearts. And so it gets them to put boys, especially, just to express those things in a way that some parents don't ever get to hear.
I think that those are really like powerful conversations as well. And I know like I've talked in previous episodes about like my dinner time routine. We sit around the dinner table every single day and we have like a structured conversation of like, what was the best part of your day? What was the worst part of your day? Like, what was something kind you did for somebody today? And these conversations, you know, because I was getting tired of coming in the door and it was like, hey, how was your day? Fine. What'd you do? I don't know. You know, and it was like same conversation every day. And I think that being very intentional in your conversations with your children and these thought-provoking questions that you're putting in the journal, you know, does lead to some of like these big teachable moments where you learn about them or they're learning about you. You know, you're normalizing that, hey, we all have fear. You know, what are you praying to God for that you're fearful of? You know, and guess what? Like, mom is scared of stuff too. We're all scared. You know, we're all imperfect humans. We have good emotions and bad emotions. And sometimes I, you know, lose my cool on my kids. And then I could come to the dinner table and it's like, what was the worst part of your day? Oh, when I lost my cool on you guys, you know, and like, I apologize, you know, and teaching your children to be self-aware and come to the dinner table and apologize. And how do you apologize and own your stuff? You know what I mean? So I love that. So what happens like kind of when they go through this journal and now I'm done with the journal?
Version two, baby. So
I
the first one was raising purposeful, prayerful, and mindful children. So
Yeah.
it's a lot of the
Yeah.
basics, basic Bible
And do
verses.
they like, are they like four different ages? Or like all ages can do each
Yes,
one?
all ages can do each one. I feel like my 7-year-old needs a little bit of help, so I feel like a 6-year-old could do it with a little bit of help. From 6 to 16, I feel like is my range. It feels like a big range, but I've had kids in those ages do it and be making a big difference. And the second version is all on their identity. So the second version is who God says I am, and who God is, and who God says I am. I should know that. So all the verses are all about who God is, and then who God says I am. So there will be a second one, and I'm working on a companion one for parents because I've had a lot of adults actually do
That's really
this one.
cool.
I'm like, man, I messed up on the cover naming it for kids. However, I've had a lot of adults do them. So in the adult version, I've expanded the verses so there's a lot more context and taken out some of the prompts because they know how to pray, hopefully. And then they can sit there with their child and be learning the same verses and thinking about the same verses. Because in there, it also says, what did you get out of the verse? Because I know my child, and he would just skip over the verse, you know, like, oh yeah, I read it. And then if he didn't have to recount anything or re-say anything about it, then it would just go in one head, like in one ear and out the other. So in there it says, what did you get out of it? Or what does it mean to you? And it's really created depth in his understanding because now he's having to formulate his thoughts around it. So that's what's coming next. I'm super excited. That'll be in the next quarter that all of those will be rolled out.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you're doing like the couples one. Kind of tell us a little bit about like what's all going to be in there.
For the parents, the companion one. So similar, it'll have a gratitude prompt in there. Some of them
And
will
like, are you going to be doing these together?
Yes. So some of the prompts are the same prompts as in the kids. So one of the days says, in the kids one, it says, what are you grateful for about your teacher? So instead I put, what are you, in the parent one, I put, what are you grateful for about your profession, right? Or your career that you're in. So I had to adjust it a little bit to make the language accurate, but it follows the exact same format. It follows a gratitude prompt, a Bible verse. What did you get out of the verse? Or what do you need to hear in this verse today? And then a section for prayer. So it mirrors it perfectly.
That's awesome. I love that.
When you were talking earlier, it made me think about like how many adults feel like they're not known. You were saying about, you said something, but it made me think of really, and that's like another driving reason why I wanted to create this was because growing up for me, I didn't feel like it was so hard for me to trust people, and so hard for me to, even now as an adult, it's so hard for me to let people in. Like when you think about how many people, my husband and I were talking about the other night, how many people truly know me. And I know he knows me and I let him into that space, but I let very few other people into that space. So
I like recently wrote a post on like my Instagram that was like this, and it was like a letter to my husband, and it was like the exact same thing of like what you're saying. Like, I don't feel like anybody else knows me like truly in the world right now, mm-hmm. mostly because we're like up to our eyeballs in parenthood and just like, you know, it's a very busy season of your life. Mm-hmm. But no, I totally agree. I think, I don't know. Maybe not everybody grew up like this, but I feel like very similar, where like your emotions weren't asked for though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give kids, as my son, because I'm going to fail him as a parent. Like, I will let him down. I will make mistakes. Right. I will not be there in times, right? And I'm going to scar him in some way. Somehow my children will come out of, I'm going to do my best and they're still going to come out scarred in some way. Yet I wanted to give him this foundation that I didn't have, just knowing that he can always rely on God. Like, he can pour out his heart, and that God knows who he is, and he's not his actions, or he's not, you know, what happens on the outside. He's not any of that. Like, he is God's child. Like, he is.
And he's good.
Known.
He is good. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love that, Jessica. Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with it too.
That's so good.
It is the coolest
that is so good.
Thing to get. I get texts from people that I know, or people that are doing the new journal, and emails with pictures of their kids every day. And it's, I got a text last night from a lady whose sister, younger sister, is doing it. She's a lot older and her sister's 9. And she's like, thank you so much for this relationship that I now get to have with her because of this. I had a aunt give her nephew a journal, and she went through it and wrote out what all the verses meant to her, and she highlighted some amazing, like, some of her notes in there, and let him get to know her through the journal. So people are using them in such neat ways to connect on a whole different level.
I love that. And so, like, in your home, you're kind of like going through the journal with your children since they're younger.
Our 4-year-old is good at saying, what is he grateful for? And then we read stuff out of the Bible or out of a book each night. But I let my 7-year-old start and do it on his own, and I give him space. So in the morning, it's just part of our morning routine. As he gets ready and does all the stuff he does in the morning while he's eating, he does his gratitude journal. And most of the time he'll come over and say, Mom, can you like read me the Bible verse? Or like, can you explain it again? And so I will read it a couple times and start to give him my understanding of it, and then leave him and let him write out what he thinks that it meant.
And do you feel like he's like copying what you're saying, or will he like actually sit in his thoughts and put down what he thinks?
Both. Sometimes he'll say what I said. If it's kind of simple, he's like, okay, I get it. I agree. Yeah. And then other times he'll be like, well, is it this or is it this? I'm like, I don't know, dude, put it down. Like, there's no, I want him to get into the practice of there's no wrong answer. And the Holy Spirit will continue to reveal to him what it really, really means.
Because I'm like, as they age, this probably will like evolve and be more of like a personal journal and like journey for him. And then, like, I know that you talked about your nephews are a little bit older, but that their mom is having like these deep conversations with them about this. So like, how do you kind of like bridge that gap for the parents of older kids, you know, where I think it's a struggle to kind of have some of these conversations as they get older, you know, they're moving away from mom and dad and peers are more important or whatever. And these conversations get harder and harder to have. How do you use like a tool like this to kind of bridge that gap?
I would say doing it as a family, right? It's kind of like what you said earlier, as we begin to share our imperfections or, hey, I made a mistake and are true to what's really going on with us. I feel like it gives our children a space to do the exact same thing, right? So in the beginning, it might be a struggle. However, if I feel like if they begin to make it a habit and it begin to be a conversation that they start to have, that it will flourish. Like it has to flourish because everyone wants, if there's angst in us, like it just feels so good to let it out and to say something. I know when my husband and I get into something, I can't just keep it in my head. And maybe it's because I'm a female, right? I can't just keep it in my head. But if I say it out loud, like I could be super pissed in my head. And if I say it out loud, all of a sudden it's dispelled. Like I'm not anymore. It's just gone. Yeah. So I feel like kids are even more apt to like grab onto that. Like they'll notice that when they say things out loud, like it's no longer, when things are brought to light, it's no longer this big thing. Right. Yeah.
No, I totally agree.
The older kids may have a little struggle with some of the days because it says, you know, what's something you need to be forgiven for? What do you need to ask for forgiveness for? So it has them confess sins in there. So, I mean, some of them might be totally real about it. Some of them might not. However, at least in their head, they're starting to go through it and they're acknowledging it to themselves. Just to know.
And building like that self-awareness. I totally agree. Mm. So Jessica, where can people find your gratitude journals?
So they're on Amazon. So if you search gratitude journal for kids, since I'm a baby Amazon, new on Amazon, you might want to put by Jessica Lewis, which is L-E-W-I-S. Or I have them on my website, which is www.kidsgratitudejournals.com. So journals with an S. Yeah. Or if you find me on Instagram, my Instagram is Gratitude Gives Life. So is my Facebook. So it's all over. If you somehow find me, you will find a link somewhere to somehow get them.
Yeah. And those will all be linked in the description of this podcast as well. Jessica, I'm so happy that you agreed to come on and share your gratitude journal journey with us. I hope everybody goes in and checks them out. And cheers to raising grateful and wonderful children.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jessica.
Did you enjoy this episode? Please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to tell your friends. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Mimosas with Moms. And you can email me at the number 2mimosamoms@gmail.com.